This is Digital Dave.
And Fast Eddie, and we're anything but great.
Or it's kind of more like warm start.
Yeah. Mediocre start, yeah.
There you go.
Hey, with us today we have Ariane Cornell. I got that right.
You got it right, thanks.
Okay, from Blue Origin.
Now, which is a kind of an odd name for a space company.
Well, yeah, and for those of you who are wondering, well, what are they up to? Go out onto Boeing Plaza. They have a vehicle there that has flown 5 times. That's why the paint
to
job.
To space and back.
That's
to
why
infinity and beyond.
To infinity and beyond. That's why it kind of looks like it needs a paint job, you know? It's a little scorched.
Well, that's what a reused rocket looks like, right?
Right.
Do you repaint it before every flight?
No, we don't, actually. Well, of course, before the first initial flight, but in between flights, we'll touch up some of the thermal protection system and then load it up and go again, really. Just keep it simple. This rocket in particular looks a little, as you say, maybe a little scorched, because the last flight that we had it on, we did an escape test of the crew capsule escape motor. Mm-hmm. So as the in-flight, when the we ignited the system, crew capsule flew fast and far away from the booster, but the booster punched through the exhaust of that solid rocket motor, so it seared the side of the rocket. But we got the rocket back, which was amazing.
Huge.
Yeah,
that's amazing. It is. To me, it looks like it's mainly composite. Or is that just the coatings on the surface making it look that way?
So what you see on the outside is our spray-on thermal protection foam that we have on it. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, that eliminates taking it to the paint shop.
I have to admit, the first time I walked up to it, I thought it was another ride that Ford put there. It looks like one of those tower things where they take you up and drop you.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this is if you come flying with Blue Origin, this is going to be like no other, you know, quote-unquote ride you've ever been on. This is going to be a flight of a lifetime. So.
Now, I was also surprised to see that's a single engine.
So it's a single engine. It's our Blue Engine 3, the BE3. It's a LOX hydrogen engine, 110,000 pounds of thrust. And you guys can appreciate this from the aviation world. What makes that engine really special is that it's deeply throttleable. So we max at 110, but then we can also pull it back to 20,000 pounds of thrust, and we've got that full range.
Idle.
Idle.
Flight idle.
Yeah,
there you go.
Exactly.
Exactly, which makes for soft landings.
Okay. But it is also restartable in space, correct?
Yep,
I mean, you do shut down and restart.
Exactly. Exactly. So we've got the you launch, you've got the crew capsule on top, and you go up to about 75 kilometers, and then there's main engine cutoff, there's separation of the capsule. Yes, then the rocket comes back down, and at only about 3,600 feet do we relight the engine, and that's really what slows down the rocket.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting, because that's
I've seen videos of it, and you see it, it's coming down like a stone, and all of a sudden that engine lights up, the gear pops out, thud, it's right there. And everybody's, yay!
Well, I don't know if thud is the right word.
Squish.
It comes in very, very, very softly. But again, all of this is by design. And what's really impressive about this rocket engine is because it comes in so softly, we can reuse it. We can turn it around very quickly. And that is what this rocket is about with New Shepard, is this reusable rocket. It's that same technology that we're going to be rolling into New Glenn, which is our orbital rocket, which will be coming online by the end of 2020. And it's all part of this grander vision of one day having millions of people living and working in space.
You're looking at the single-staged orbit concept, aren't you? I mean, that's not been done yet.
It's not going to be our first step. New Glenn is going to start with a two-stage variant, and then go on to a three-stage variant. But again, that's a couple of years down the line. What we're focused on here and now, anyway, and especially here at Oshkosh, is our New Shepard rocket, our suborbital rocket that hopefully will be flying people to space in the next year or two.
So is that the main mission to space tourism?
Well, that's the main mission for New Shepard. So actually, our vision again is millions of people living and working in space. And key to that are reusable rockets, right? Kind of like airplanes. We want to be able to turn them around and fly them again. And so that's what we're starting with our suborbital rocket, getting a lot of lessons learned on how do you launch rockets, how do you land rockets, how do you do the refurbishment in between.
Right.
And then also, how do you fly people? Because we're going to take all those lessons, roll them into New Glenn, again, to enable millions of people living and working in space one day once we hit that the orbital state.
I'm sure you've instrumented the thing out crazily in such that you're trying to figure out how many G's on launch, because how many G's can the average space tourist comfortably sustain?
Right. So basically when you launch, there are going to be 6 passengers in that capsule. And they're going to be in these in-house design seats. They're reclined seats, and you're going to max at about 3 G's on the way up, and then maybe counterintuitive to some of the listeners is you're actually going to max at about 5 G's on the way down, just momentarily. But again, in that reclined position, you're dispersing those G's. They're based on a helicopter model, so they take a lot of the downward forces, if you will.
Okay.
I hope you've had an opportunity to get into our capsule here. No. That's out on Sedona Plaza.
It's a simulator. I know I heard rocket noises and saw lights flashing.
Yeah.
So.
You got to come out.
Are you going to launch the rocket?
Yeah. Do you want to be a test dummy?
Well, no. This one we're retiring and we're going to be sharing it with the world. And Oshkosh is our first stop. So we're really excited to
that's
be here
cool.
among
you probably
other
are the
aircraft.
First space vehicle I've ever seen here.
Well, that is a serious honor for us. All of us working at Blue, especially up to the top with our founder, Jeff Bezos, was really excited to bring our rocket here.
You know, you talk about a reusable rocket, and one of the things that is absolutely critical, especially with a single engine, this thing's got to be perfect every time. I'd love to see how you refurbish this engine, how you inspect it and check it out for functionality, because you don't want to be 10 feet off the pad and have the thing hiccup.
Absolutely. So a couple of things I can say about that. One is with the entire system, but certainly the important subsystems like the engine, we build a lot of robustness into that system. So the rocket itself, we're building it for 100 flights. The engine itself, we're building it for 25 flights. Now, will we use the rocket and the engine that many times? Maybe, maybe not. But what I can tell you is we're building that much robustness into the rocket, which with expendable rockets, they've never had to do that before, but we're building a lot of that in. So that's one thing. And the other thing is that we've tested this rocket engine extensively down on our stands before we even sent it into flight. You're asking about the refurbishment. Actually, in between flights, we're not going to take the engine out. Mm-hmm. So we're going to do some borescope testing. Of course, we're going to look at the data, but we're building it for not just reusability, but as we say at Blue, operational reusability.
Okay.
So
and quick turnaround.
Right. Again,
right.
We're inspired by our friends in aviation. That is the it's our partner industry, if you will. So how do we get rocketry to that sort of quick
right.
turnaround?
And refuel it, put in more sandwiches, empty the toilets, let's go.
Exactly. Let's go. Repack the chutes, press the red button.
We'll be out of here in a half hour. Just hang on. Now, that's the thing that has always fascinated me is the engine technology, because let's face it, with the NASA programs, they were all one-shot deals until the space shuttle. So I imagine that there's a lot of non-destructive testing. And the beauty of it is that you can set up a program for NDT and you could get it done really quick.
Well, the thing is at Blue, we are, our motto is gradatum ferociter, step-by-step ferociously, which means that we believe that you have to do all of the steps. You can do them quickly, but you have to do all of the steps. And it takes a lot of patience to get to a reusable rocket. And we have that. And that's why it's taken, it's taken some years to get here, but our engineers have been head down. And that's why we're excited to be able to show off all of this technology that we've been building up internally. So while we've been quiet about it, there's been a lot of hard
very
work
quiet.
Going on.
Right.
Yeah.
You haven't been grabbing the limelight like SpaceX.
Well, look, we are focused on precision engineering, on the robustness. And when we're ready to share, we'll share. And that's why we're here at Oshkosh. One of the largest, most important air shows in the entire world. This is not an accident that we came here.
Where are you guys launching from?
So we launched. So backing it up a step. So our headquarters is out in Kent, Washington. It's just south of Seattle. Aerospace, one of the aerospace capitals
Boeing.
Of the world. We're very proud to be out there. And that's where we do our design, our engineering, our manufacturing and assembly. But then we ship the rocket down to West Texas. So that is just about 2 hours east of El Paso. And that's where we do our engine testing and the flights of New Shepard. So if you guys were going to come flying with us.
Yeah, sure.
We'll see you in Texas,
you'll
y'all.
You'll come down to Texas. You get a day of fun, intense training, but then you're going to take off for the flight of a lifetime.
Got that right.
4 minutes of beautiful weightlessness, gazing out some gorgeous windows.
I would like to volunteer as one of your first test, you know, crash test dummies.
Well, Eddie, they're
uniquely suited.
Yes.
You know, there might just be a friends and family discount. Well, let's talk afterwards.
It sounds interesting. I was looking at your website, checking out the videos and looking at everything, and I've noticed one thing. It seems your vehicles are named after the Mercury 7 astronauts.
Well,
at this point,
a very, very observant gentleman.
Yeah,
yes.
Nothing gets by us.
I wonder why they did that.
Well, so yes, exactly. New Shepard after Alan Shepard, New Glenn after John Glenn. Next step, we have noted, is going to be a new Armstrong.
Nice.
So I'll let you fill in, fill in the blanks there. But we at Blue, we are really based in history. We do think that there is so much to learn. When we innovate on the things that we think will make the most impact, but we don't forget the past and all the fantastic engineering, and we stand on shoulders of giants NASA and others have done. We honor that.
Mm, yep. I like that. And of course, I'm sure you all remember Shepherd's Prayer, Alan Shepherd's Prayer. Please, God, don't let me mess up. Somebody said that right before they pushed the button for the first time, I'm sure.
Right before I said, let's light this candle.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, we've been speaking with Ariana Cornell of Blue Origin. Thanks for coming here.
Yeah, it's been great.
David, Eddie, thanks for having us. And
anytime.
Thank you for having us at Blue Origin here at Oshkosh.
Well,
it really
you.
Is an honor.
Thank you for bringing your wingless aircraft.
Let's light this candle.
And this is Digital Dave.
I'm Fast Eddie, and you're listening to EAA Radio.